Good morning and welcome to Community Connection on Star 94.5. I'm Monica May. My guest this morning is Dr. Andrea Dunn. You've heard Dr. Dunn on with me before. She is a young African-American pharmacist over at Florida Hospital, one of the youngest in their pediatrics area, but she has a passion beyond. She tries to educate moms, their girls, and the public in general about the perils of HIV. This all started after, you know, having to write so many prescriptions for young teens being infected by this disease. March is Women's History, Women's Health Month, and March 10th is Mother-Daughter HIV Awareness Day. And for 3 years in a row, Dr. Dunn has done something through her nonprofit organization called Queen Bee. And we have her on the line to talk to us about actually what Queen Bee actually stands for, the reason she does what she does, what her vision is, and how she wants to get you, the public, involved in this project. Good morning, Dr. Dunn. How are you?
Good morning, Monica. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. It has been an experience, but it's been a great one. A lot of work ahead, and so I'm so happy to actually have reached this third year.
That's right.
And so many more to come.
That's right. Tell me about Queen Bee. What does that stand for? And let's just talk about what your vision is for your nonprofit.
Yeah, so with my nonprofit, Let's Beehive, it's an acronym that stands for Let's Be HIV Educated. And everything that we do with Let's Beehive, it's our mission to provide innovative health education workshops and prevention programs for children and adults. It's one of our biggest goals to reduce the transmission of new HIV infections, as well as help those reach better therapeutic outcomes for individuals that are living with HIV. So it's for people who are HIV positive as well as HIV negative. And with Queen Bee, it's just so important because in everything that we do, everything has a bee theme to it. So our philosophy is based on honeybees. And the thing about it is there's only one queen in every beehive. That's where, centered around the awareness days with I'm a Queen Bee, like you mentioned, March is HIV Awareness Day for women and girls. There's only one queen in every hive. And so for females, I stuck with Queen Bee. And it's just so important because, you know, they say if you educate a woman, you know, you educate the community. So I started with educating women. And with HIV, especially in African-American women, they are the highest at risk. And so with me being an African-American woman and being heterosexual, most African-American women who are living with HIV contract the disease through heterosexual contact, at least up to 86%. Mm-hmm. And so when you're talking about HIV awareness and HIV prevention, it was so important to have an event that was specific to women and girls in efforts to help reduce HIV transmission, is definitely educating them on the potential risk factors. And so this year, our theme is Mask Off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most queens, they have masquerade balls and, you know, they wear a mask. This year, we're about taking that mask off and being a little bit more transparent and actually being able to show the transparency. It's like all about perception. And I think with a lot of African Americans or even people of minority descent, there's a perception that we have to work on because they may not even perceive themselves to be at risk. And that is a big factor as to why we're continuing to see such high rates in the minority population. So this year, I wanted to help work on that perception of risk. And so we're taking off the mask so we can like really look at ourselves and really look at what potential risk factors we could be engaging in order to help reduce transmission.
Now, when we say we're wearing masks, we know that oftentimes it's because we're not educated about why we have that mask on in the first place. So how can we better educate each other and ourselves about HIV?
Hopefully that's one of the things we're going to do this year with Queen Bee, is actually learning how to educate with one another and being able to have more of a dialect with one another and talk about these issues. And if you have a sister or, you know, one of your girlfriends or someone that you see that might be down that path or have risk factors for it, being able to be a support system for her, have those tough conversations, take them to get an HIV test. I think we have to start with testing as the first step of prevention. And so we will offer free HIV testing at our event, but definitely we have to do more with helping one another and not being afraid to talk about some of these issues, especially if we know that somebody could potentially be at risk. So we have to definitely educate what the risk factors are, but once you do know a little bit more and you're educated on what potential risk could be, is taking that next step to actually take action Mm-hmm. Hopefully with the stories that we have with our panelist speakers this year, we'll help them to be able to perceive risk factors that they may have been engaged in at that time and whether they were infected or not infected, because everyone on our panel does not have HIV this year. And that's a little bit different than what we've done in previous years. I think it's definitely taking that next step and taking action is what we really have to do.
I think it's important, Dr. Dunn, that women be able to speak to their girls about some of the mishaps and missteps that they took in their lives and how they may have contracted the disease or have remained negative. But it all starts with a conversation. So on March 10th this year, you'll be
at Second Harvest. It's 411 Mercy Drive, and it's going to be from 3 o'clock until 7 o'clock on March 10th.
And it's open to the public?
Yes.
All right. Now, this is a ticketed event because, of course, she is trying to raise funds so she can get back out into the community to educate. But if you use the promo code STAR945, you will receive a discounted rate on your ticket. And the reason I'm trying to encourage folks to come is because we need conversation starters, Dr. Dunn. Everybody doesn't know how, when they get into the heat of the moment and he does not have a condom on, how do you change the whole atmosphere without changing the mood? You'll have discussions about that. You will talk to your daughters about the importance of making sure that they are always protected. No, you're not encouraging sexual promiscuity, but you are trying to enhance protection, period.
Yeah.
All right. So what are some of the things that we can expect March 10th at Second Harvest Food Bank at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
In addition to our panelist speakers, we will have some live entertainment. You will get a free gift. We have meals. We will have vendors. So it'll definitely be a fun girls' day out. Men are definitely welcome to attend. It's not a closed event. It's not for females only. So they can bring their daughters or their significant others. I think definitely with getting couples engaged is definitely something that we have to do to help open up those conversations so you don't have those awkward moments during sexual intercourse. So definitely couples are invited to attend. We're going to have a fun time. Our panelists will be able to talk about their stories and different experiences that they've had related to HIV, in addition to having a question and answer session. So we will have an opportunity where members in the audience can ask questions anonymously to our panelists and have a very candid open discussion on HIV.
Okay.
I'm so excited about this year. I can't wait.
I can hear it in your voice. What are some other things that Let's Beehive does throughout the year to make sure that our community stays on point and aware?
National HIV Testing Day is in June, and that's a really big event. Last year, we were at New Image Youth Center, and we did a lot of HIV education with the youth and taught them how to properly use condoms and definitely knowing the risk factors for HIV and the importance of getting tested. That's a really huge awareness day that Let's Beehive participates in. In addition to World AIDS Day, with the Central Florida AIDS Planning Consortium, we're definitely very active with them and all of the events that they host. This year, we're partnering with Janssen Pharmaceuticals as well as the Orlando Health Department. So we do partner with other community-based organizations as well. Miracle of Love will be partnering with us on our Queen Bee event this year.
Great.
So we do a variety of events throughout the year, but I would say the two biggest events outside of Queen Bee is National HIV Testing Day, as well as World AIDS Day.
Dr. Dunn is from Orlando, graduated from Howard University, right?
Yes.
You always knew that you wanted to be a pharmacist, or did that change once you got to Howard? Please tell me.
No, I'd never had pharmacy in my mind. I actually was pre-med all through undergrad until my very last year that I was in undergrad school. My bachelor's degree from the University of Florida is in health science education with a minor in community health, and I was required to do a semester-long internship, and I happened to be placed at the Florida AIDS and Education Training Center where they train healthcare professionals for their HIV continuing education, and that was my very first time being exposed to HIV medicine, and I was partnered with a clinical pharmacist, and it was an HIV pharmacist that turned me on to change my major from pre-med to pre-pharmacy after being with her for a full semester, August through December. And I learned so much about HIV medications and how they were preventing mother-to-child transmission and the importance of how effective these medications were working, that they were actually saving lives. And I wanted to learn more about how these medications were working in the body versus actually you know, prescribing or just, you know, knowing everything that physicians have to know. I wanted to know a little bit more. I was more curious with the medications. And a lot of people don't know that, but I became a pharmacist after meeting and shadowing an HIV pharmacist on an internship.
Wow.
At the Florida AIDS and Education Training Center, and that completely changed my profession. So I've always given back to the University of Florida as well as Howard University, because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that internship experience.
That's wonderful. And then now at Florida Hospital, is it true that because of seeing so many youngsters be stricken with HIV, you got even more involved, and that's how the nonprofit came into fruition?
Yes. It did. So the idea for Beehive started about 8 or 9 years ago. But actually, you know, after coming home, after all of my schooling and residency training, and I returned to Orlando, and I was working in the emergency room, is where I started seeing a lot more cases of sexually transmitted diseases as well as rates of HIV amongst our youth. And so I started looking into the data because I was so surprised. And then I learned that the state of Florida was number one for new HIV infections. And it blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I started looking at the cities within the state of Florida, and looking at the state by itself, Orlando metropolitan area ranks number 3 for the highest new cases of HIV. But when you look at all of the states and all of the cities' metropolitan areas, Orlando ranks number 5 for the highest new cases nationally. So, you know, it's a huge epidemic. And then the patients or the age ranges for the people who are the highest at risk are between the ages of 13 and 24.
Can you believe
specifically,
that?
Yeah. Specifically, our African Americans, males and females, we're the highest at risk. And for females, it kills up into the age of 25 to 34.
Mm-hmm.
That opened my eyes, and I wanted to do more outside of what I saw at work or just some of the, you know, patient experiences that I've been able to see here, especially after witnessing pediatric patients involved in human trafficking. That was the icing on the cake for me, where I felt like I wanted to do more outside of my job and get more into the community and do a lot more education specifically to include our youth in addition to adults, especially our young adults, because those are the populations that are the highest at risk at this point.
All right. Well, Dr. Dunn will be able to share more with you March 10th at the Queen Bee Mask Off event. It will be at Second Harvest Food Bank, and that's on Mercy Drive, and it is a ticketed event. However, if you use the promo code STAR945 when you go to Eventbrite, you will get a reduced price on the ticket. And again, all of the funds will go to help spread the word about HIV education. Again, Dr. Andrea Dunn, thank you so much for being on with us this morning.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Monica. I can't wait to see you there.
So now on the line with me is the founder and the executive director for Tech Sassy Girls. And in this age of Black Panther and all of the girl power that you saw in that, it is just appropriate that we speak with them about their 6th annual Tea and Bites. It's a fundraiser. And through this, Lane Powell, who's on the line now, has helped, I can't even count, and she might not be able to either, how many middle and high school girls just really just develop their love for STEM. So good morning, and thank you again for taking a moment. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me on the show this morning. We are excited. We're doing extremely well. We've been able to inspire and empower over 700 girls in science, technology, engineering, and math. So we have much to celebrate as we approach our 6th year of Tech Sassy Girls.
And I also heard that you're giving away over $20,000 in scholarships, huh?
Yes. We have Ford as a major sponsor for our STEM scholarship, and also CenturyLink is offering a $1,500 scholarship to our students. And one scholarship that's very near and dear to my heart is being offered by my family. It's the Leonie R. Mathias Nursing Scholarship. My mom was a nurse before she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are offering a $500 book scholarship to one lucky nursing student. And then my husband and I and Courtney Powell started a computer science scholarship for a junior and senior currently in college.
So how do they apply for either of those scholarships and the others that you have available?
All of our scholarships are actually posted on our website. So www.techsassygirls, and that's TechSassyGirls.org. The deadline is quickly approaching, so we encourage all students to get their applications in as soon as possible.
So Tech Sassy Girls has several things beyond this tea and bites that go on throughout the year that girls can get involved in. So let's talk about some of those events.
Okay. We actually have a few programs that the girls can participate in. Our largest program is our annual conference that's held every October. We typically get over 150 students that participate, and it's really an opportunity for them to learn more and participate in hands-on STEM activities. We have a number of partnerships that we have throughout the community, and so we'll have NASA, Wells Fargo, Ford, et cetera, that come out and do these hands-on interactive sessions for the young ladies so that they can learn more about STEM. We also have our tech treks, which are industry tours. We take a number of students out to STEM companies, and they're able to learn more about the industry and talk with women engineers. This past week, as part of eWeek, we actually took a group of students to Lockheed Martin. So they were able to participate in the simulations there. They had a career panel as well and learn more about the defense industry. Our Tech Sassy Girls Code program is our after-school program. And Monica, I am so excited to announce that we are no longer a grassroots organization, as Orange County Public Schools has adopted us, and we are in four middle schools this year. So
Wonderful.
We're extremely excited
Wonderful.
And proud of that accomplishment as we forge our way to inspiring more girls in STEM.
All right. Why is this so important to you, Lane?
It's important to me because as I continue to go to different meetings throughout the country and really voice our concerns and our platform in terms of getting more women into tech, when we look at the statistics, it's pretty dismal. We have about 8 million STEM jobs that will be available this year alone, but a lot of our students will be unprepared to fill them. And so 51% of those jobs are actually going to be in computer science. Computer science, technology, and engineering are all very near and dear to me because I really want to diversify the STEM pipeline and also encourage girls to take a look at this as a career opportunity. I've always had the passion for working with students and the dream to empower young women to pursue these STEM careers. And so Tech Sassy Girls really allows us to do just that.
I am just very proud of the fact that you took a passion and turned it into something that others could become a part of. The importance of being STEM associated, which of course is science, technology, engineering, and math, is just as she said, millions of jobs are going to become available. And these girls, even after watching Black Panther, they still need to be reminded of the power of women, especially in the sciences, especially in technology, engineering, and math. It is doable. And if we train them up, if we start them at an early age, it just becomes second nature. We always hear about girls in math and girls not doing well in math, or so they say, or girls not understanding science, but that does not have to be it for your girls. If you start them early in a program like a Tech Sassy Girls, they can just develop a natural desire, a natural yearning, and a way to really support themselves and make a good living too, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And what's so amazing is that computer science can really help foster those computational thinking skills that are relevant to so many disciplines and careers. And our program really focuses on, you know, helping the students break a large problem into smaller ones and also recognizing how new problems relate to ones that have already been solved, and then setting aside details of a problem that are less important and defining those steps needed to reach a solution. Black Panther gives me life because we had an opportunity to really see firsthand, you know, the power of a community, the power of women, and the power of women in tech. So I was really excited to see the movie and how women were really leading the tech effort in the movie.
So when we talk about women in technology, I remember at the Tom Joyner family reunion, you sat on a panel that I hosted, and it was so wonderful to see all of those young Black people in technology positions, and they were from companies around the country. And one in particular, the sister from Ford, you all kind of forged a relationship. And tell me about that and how that's grown for you. And what does she actually do for Ford?
Rod Register is the manager of brand strategy and growth audiences. We immediately hit it off, and I shared with her our vision to encourage and inspire more girls to go into the STEM field. And so she was interested in participating. And so we were able to actually bring Ford on as a major sponsor for our conference this past October.
Oh, that is so wonderful. See, it's all about making those connections and making sure that you follow up. And that's some of the things that you teach your girls at Tech Sassy, because it's such an unusual field for young people to be even interested in. And I love the fact that yourself, your keynote speaker, all of those people, you have several Tech Sassy-like organizations out there. You are all trying to impart knowledge onto these girls and making the field more accessible to them. And that really, you guys need to be commended for that. That's so wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. So once again, we're speaking with Lane Powell. She is the visionary behind Tech Sassy Girls. It's an organization that is a nonprofit, and it is designed to help young women, middle and high school girls, become interested, hands-on, and just exposed to STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And we talked about the Tea and Bites. That's the one fundraiser that she has every year. It's at the Orlando Science Center, and it is coming up this week. And we wanted to let you know that you're still able to get some tickets for that. It is a ticketed event. But more important, if you'd like to sew into or send a girl through one of the projects there, all you have to do is go to Tech Sassy Girls, and that is with a Z.org. And Lane talked about some of the programs that they do. We talked about this fundraiser. What's on the horizon now for Tech Sassy Girls?
We are really excited about what 2018 looks like for us. We have a new program specifically for girls that are juniors and seniors in high school. It's called Pearls in Tech. We are focused on providing the professional development, internship opportunities, and digital literacy skills that they'll need so that they can actually decide if they want to pursue college as a career or actually go into entrepreneurship. And so Pearls in Tech will provide that platform. We have an online platform where they can actually get certified in helping place these students in tech internships. And so it will be a small cohort of students that we'll be initially starting with, and we're hoping to grow beyond the 20 students that will be participating in the program.
I think that that's a wonderful forecast for 2018. So if people do want to sew in or get their girls involved, there's still time to do that. And just basically think about this. When you think about STEM, yes, sure, it is science, technology, engineering, and math. And these are some of the subjects that our kids don't always grasp. Gravitate to. So we talked about the economic future for a young person interested in technology. What are some of the other areas that a kid right now really needs to be tops in? We got the science, we got the technology, the engineering and math. What else do they really need to throw in there?
Cybersecurity is really one of the areas that our students are not necessarily thinking about, and is certainly at the forefront of the STEM field. Another thing that students can do right now is really look at taking, you know, advanced placement exams. And so recently, Orlando was just named fourth in the country again for the number of students who are taking AP exams. When we look at the statistics, according to our research, only 22% of students taking the AP computer science exam were girls, and only 13% of them were African-American or Latina students. Mm. And these statistics really mirror the current makeup of some of America's largest and more innovative tech firms. And so that's where we're really trying to make a dent and really diversify the STEM pipeline so that these students could have the opportunity to work at some of these large tech firms.
Mm-hmm. This is really good information, and information like this, she's always able to sprout off to you. So again, it would be really, really in your interest if your girls are interested in the sciences, technology, engineering, or math field, or if they even show just a slight interest in it. I really, really, really encourage you to reach out to Lane Powell. She is their executive director for Tech Sassy Girls, and it is a local program. You have several that are popping up around the country. This is our local one, and it is one that we believe in, and we do try to partner with them as often as possible. So again, Lane Powell, thank you so much for taking a moment. Good luck on your upcoming fundraiser. I understand you have from our sister station, WDBO, Joe Kelly is going to be hosting it, so that's going to be quite interesting. Tell him I said hello, okay?
Will do, and thank you again for the opportunity.
All right. I'm Monica May. Thank you so much for enjoying another edition of Community Connection. The Glory of Gospel with Pastor Reva Timms is up next on Star 94.5.